Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. Today is June 17th, 2026, and the theme is deployable agents. The industry is moving from can the model do it, to can the system be simulated, guarded, scaled, optimized, priced, and debugged. Let's start with OpenAI. Its latest update is about predicting model behavior before release by simulating deployment. That is an important framing. Benchmarks and red team prompts are useful, but deployed models face real users, incentives, tool access, multi-turn context, and adversarial behavior. Simulation is a way to reduce surprise before a model reaches broad usage. Oz has a very practical piece of the same puzzle. It announced the Amazon Bedrock Guardrails Invoke Guardrail Checks API. The key idea is that teams can apply individual safety checks at specific points inside agentic applications. That matters because agents are not one input and one output. They retrieve documents, call tools, write intermediate artifacts, and sometimes propose actions. Safety checks need to happen at workflow boundaries, before a tool runs, after retrieval, before user-facing output, or before an irreversible action. Oz also announced container caching in SageMaker AI for faster model scaling. It says this can speed end-to-end latency by up to 2 times for generative AI models during scale-out events. And AWS published guidance on Pi-Eagle speculative decoding, which uses draft tokens and verification to improve generation speed. The lesson is that inference performance is now a product feature. Users do not care whether slowness came from a cold start, auto-scaling, context length, decoding strategy, or queuing. They just experience delay. NVIDIA had a broad agent and infrastructure day. One post covers building AI agents for AR glasses and XR devices with NVIDIA XR AI. Another covers on-device AI companions using the NVIDIA Ace Game Agent SDK and Unreal Engine 5 plugins. NVIDIA also wrote about transaction foundation models for financial intelligence, low-precision transformer training, and Blackwell results in ML Perf Training 6. The XR and game agent stories are important because they move agents beyond chat windows. These systems may see, hear, speak, interact with game worlds, use enterprise data, and connect to tools. That raises the bar for privacy, latency, battery life, and reliability. The infrastructure stories point in the same direction. Blackwell benchmark results and low precision training guidance show that AI performance is no longer just about buying faster accelerators. Kernels, quantization, endpoint orchestration, caching, and traffic patterns all matter. There's also a cost story. The Decoder reports that Microsoft's Copilot Cowork is moving toward usage-based billing and may use a cheaper fine-tuned DeepSeek option. Treat the model detail as a report, not an official Microsoft announcement, but the strategic signal is real. Agent workloads can be long-running and tool-heavy, so flat-rate pricing is under pressure. Today's takeaway: serious AI systems need a control plane. Simulate behavior before release. Put guardrails inside the workflow. Optimize inference paths. Track cost by workflow. And make sure every agent action can be traced. Now, let's do the quiz lightning round. Question 1. Why is OpenAI's deployment simulation work important for production AI? A. It shifts evaluation closer to realistic deployment behavior before broad release. B. It replaces all user testing with a single benchmark score. C. It is only about changing website copy. D. It removes the need for monitoring after launch. The answer is A. Deployment simulation helps teams anticipate behavior under realistic users, workflows, and incentives rather than relying only on static tests. Question 2. What is the key design advantage of AWS's Bedrock Invoke Guardrail Checks API for agents? It lets teams apply safety checks at specific points inside an agent workflow. B. It prevents agents from ever using retrieval. C. It only speeds up image generation. D. It removes the need to log agent actions. The answer is A. Agentic applications have multiple trust boundaries, so guardrails are more useful when applied before or after specific steps. Question 3. What production problem does SageMaker container caching address? A. It helps reduce end-to-end latency during model scale-out events. B. It converts every model into a database. C. It is only a documentation feature. D. It blocks auto-scaling for generative AI endpoints. The answer is A, container caching speeds scale out paths, which improves responsiveness when traffic increases. Question 4. Why do XR and on-device agents raise new engineering concerns? They combine real-time interaction, rich sensor context, privacy constraints, and tight latency budgets. B, they never need voice, vision, or environment data. C, they are unrelated to model deployment. D, they only run as static web pages. The answer is A, wearable and game agents often process sensitive real-time context, so architecture choices affect privacy, battery, latency, and reliability. Question 5. What does Microsoft's reported move toward usage-based Copilot Cowork billing suggest about AI agents? Agent workloads create cost pressure because usage can be long-running and tool-heavy. B, AI agents are free to run at any scale. C, pricing models are unrelated to infrastructure cost. D, all enterprises prefer one fixed model with no routing. The answer is A, long-running agent workflows make serving costs variable, pushing vendors toward usage pricing and model routing strategies. That's it for today's Code Mingle AI briefing. If you are building agents, draw the workflow graph, add guardrails at the boundaries, and make every failure debuggable.